This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A threat to democracy? And it's not? Donald Trump? What? 707 is your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks, Florence Recycling. A threat to democracy, and they're not referring to Trump.
That's weird.
Greg, this is huge.
Because that's like the number one target, right? I mean, he's a Nazi, he's Hitler, and all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sent all those people on January 6th back in the day to just destroy democracy.
Yeah, that's what I heard him say not.
So who's saying what about democracy? A threat to democracy? Wait a second. Senator Bernie Sanders admitted that the Democrat Party is a threat to democracy.
What?
Yeah, he said it. Some argue they have not had a fair primary election since 2008, conceding this point during an appearance on Andrew Schultz's Flagrant with Akash Singh. Schultz is a podcaster and actor-comedian who identified himself as a lifelong Democrat, explained how disappointed he was with Sanders' endorsement of Hillary Clinton in 2016 presidential election. Also pointed out to the greater picture of Democrat voters feeling as though they truly have not gotten a say in who their nominee would be over the last several election cycles, as many wanted Sanders, who was viewed as an agent of radical change. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's,
he would give you that.
Oh, yes, he will.
However, the Democrat Party seemed to step in and quash his changes. We felt that over the last four elections, Democrats, we felt that they didn't have a say who they could vote for, as Schultz said, and he called for accountability. I wanted you to, like in 2016, this was going to happen, this is going to do it. And I felt like, you know, they stole it from you, and it broke my heart. That's what the podcaster is saying. Look, but you have, in the world that I live in, you got a choice, Sanders responded. And I mean, a lot of people, including my wife, agree with you, but you know, you're down to a choice. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton or is it going to be Donald Trump? Not a great choice. Schultz pointed out that ending up being Trump anyway, so why don't we burn it down?
They sure like to use a lot of violent terms, don't they?
They do.
For people who say that we incite violence.
Sanders said, well, burning it down means children are not going to have, you know, like food to eat, that schools will deteriorate, people will not have health care. And, you know, I'm an elected official. I got to represent the people. I can't turn my back on that.
Yeah. Huh. There you go, Bernie.
So, you know, you go on a Nutbags podcast and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, quick sky traffic alert for Gainesville. This is going to be Southwest Archer. Got an accident there at Southwest 91st, and that's causing a bit of a slowdown both directions. But also looks like that Archer, because of that and just the time of day it is, if you are north and eastbound between 91st and 75th, that is pretty much a slow go. So watch out for that accident there at 91st.
So when the interview went on with this nutbag podcaster, he said, the podcaster said, but then could not we also say ostensibly that there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, mm-hmm. and they are not also a threat to democracy? Sanders had no choice but to agree. Fair enough, he said. That is, yeah. I'm not going to argue with that.
Well, look at the whole Kamala situation there, you know? Nobody... Democrats didn't have a vote in that.
Absolutely not. And people did feel like there was a game that was played mm-hmm. to push Hillary ahead of Bernie.
Seemed
to be more popular. Yeah. But she was also the head of the DNC and controlled the purse strings then.
Well, now.
Which, yeah, who would put somebody in that position to be both the candidate and running the DNC?
I mean, talk about a conflict of interest.
You think?
Hello? And yet that was okay with the lefties, apparently.
Yeah. Your favorite, Claire McCaskill.
Oh, yeah.
I guess she has to keep saying stupid things, otherwise she won't have a little job.
True.
Right now. She's an MSNBC contributor. She was on Dead End or Deadline. And that American voter's not smart enough to keep President Donald Trump away from the presidency.
Wow.
There's a huge swath of Americans that don't know about that because their algorithms are purposefully not feeding them politics because they don't want to hear about it.
What?
That's not happening to the folks that are supporting and have been supporting Trump. That's happening to the lefties that are really left deaf, dumb, and blind to all the good things that Trump has done. There's your algorithms at work.
Yeah, Trump's fans are very involved in politics and the feeds and what's going on.
Yeah,
it's,
and
the total opposite.
Yeah, they're not the ones that don't want to hear about it. Those are the lefties that you can't reason with. Yeah. So anyway, she is definitely, she outlived her usefulness, you know, maybe 30 years ago.
Well, I thought she was pretty useless when she was in office. And I lived in Missouri, so there's that, but you know.
Yeah, it was Missouri, and then she came in, and it became misery.
Yes, a state of misery.
All right. What's old Chucky up to? What are we getting all the nasty stuff out of the way? Yeah, let's do it.
That's a great lead into what's bugging you.
Senator Chucky is trying to blame President Donald Trump and the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Trying to blame them for, are you ready for this? For the Mexican Navy tall ship that hit the Brooklyn Bridge on Saturday. I'm not kidding you. Maybe we should start calling him Stretch Schumer. It's a Schumer Stretch. You know, hey, did you hear the latest Schumer Stretch? Like the stretching to where you can't really fit this round peg in a square hole, but Schumer's doing it anyway. He argued a U.S. Coast Guard system may not have been operating at full capacity when the incident occurred.
Oh, my goodness.
Senate Majority Leader further claimed that it was due to a hiring freeze at the Department of Homeland Security. But the U.S. Coast Guard straightened them out.
Good.
We know that the Trump administration's been meddling, Schumer said, in U.S. Coast Guard operations, from staffing to command to comms. I have the general sense of a DOGE dysfunction parts of the Coast Guard, to put it mildly, he wrote.
Wow.
Yep. However... A Fox News article noted that there were no additional ships linked to the incident that would have involved the VTS, the Vehicle Traffic Service. And the Coast Guard countered Schumer's claims about the crash, which injured more than a dozen people, actually killed two sailors from Mexico. And according to the Coast Guard, that they were fully functional during the incident and operating in accordance with established procedures to manage commercial traffic and facilitate safe navigation, et cetera. Yeah. So once again, Schumer just stretching, trying to make it fit.
You mean lying?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Lars from Mars. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Me and my wife are both political junkies. Yeah, we're junkies, all of that. Claire McCaskill is so off base because we didn't vote for Trump because we agree with him. We voted for Donald Trump because he agrees with us, and that's the way most conservatives feel about it. So thank you very much, Claire McCaskill. You, okay, I can't say that on air. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she's a rascal. Yeah.
And thank you very much for not saying
thank you. Mm-hmm.
It. Yes, we all have to
call back.
We all have to edit our thoughts before they come out as words. It is 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show, which leads us to What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in 877-975-9825. Right? What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going to be another gorgeous day in paradise if you like your face melted off. No.
Well, there's an optimistic view.
Hydrate, hydrate, hide from the sun. That's the mantra for, oh, I don't know, next 4 months. Yeah. Then it'll just be easy sailing again. Just hang in there. 7:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Rose. What's bugging you?
Schumer bugs me. I think we ought to call him Senator Schemer instead of anything else.
Oh, schemer. I like that.
Schemer, yeah, schemer. I was saying stretch, but schemer.
Oh, I like that.
That could be good.
Yeah, and it's very, very accurate.
Right.
Because he's always.
And then hanging out
something.
With Shifty Schiff. Shifty, yeah. and Schemer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah. So what's bugging me is I was just sitting in my parked car yesterday, just innocently snacking on one of those 3-ounce packets of soft pack foil tuna with a fork, and a piece falls down on the emergency brake, just up a couple grams, and I'll just pick that up with a napkin, and I reach for it, and it falls down in the slat to the left of the emergency brake, and so it's now forever gone because you can't really fit.
It's not forever gone. The cockroaches live right under there.
Oh, yeah.
Does that give you a comfortable feeling?
It will go away, yeah. That'll smell for a while, but it'll go away.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pam. What is bugging you?
Good morning. So I do love Florida. I love DeSantis. It does melt your face off. I hate every winter. But what's bugging me is the story that I read today about my home state of Colorado, where the Colorado has ruled that a Christian day camp or summer camp that has been in business for 75 years has to have transgender facilities and ideology with their Christian camp that has been there for 75 years. They said that they had this, they've gone through all the court systems, but Colorado is actually going to send out inspectors during camp to make sure that they're complying.
Wow.
They said that they're just going to run it how they always do. And if they get fined, they're just going to get fined.
That's interesting. That reminds me of something that Hillary said recently. Oh, you got to look at that Project 25 and how bad that is, because they want like a return of the nuclear family, and they think we should be a Christian-based nation. And she was saying it like she was talking about really like radical nutbags. Like, is that a bad thing? She totally does not get it. Or, well, she's totally showing who she really is. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys. I was considering this Comey business, and I go back to the time where, quote him, no reasonable prosecutor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'll tell you what, that man knew better than to do anything with that woman, but he did not want to end up like old Mr. Foster. And this 86, 47, I hope they tattoo it on his forehead and get him good.
That would be fair. That'd be I like appropriate punishments for the crime.
Tattooing on the forehead.
Yeah.
I mean, that beats any scarlet letter any day of the week.
You betcha.
I mean, that's something to think about.
Yeah, and look, it's a statement that, if he puts it on his Instagram, he must feel about it. So, yeah, put that right on your forehead, and it'll live in infamy. 86-47. There you go. That's perfect. That's what you really, what you stand for. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Hangman. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that I got to creep up to the car in front of me on 40 just to get rid of the atmospheric bounce that I keep on getting. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, we're sorry about that. Oh, yeah. These weather conditions are beyond our control, obviously, and it's like a layering effect in the atmosphere. Did you ever see that, like in the ocean, they found out at some point that cold water and warm water don't necessarily mix. And, in other words, it's kind of in layers.
Yes.
And so is the atmosphere, and that's kind of creating this inversion that many people are suffering from, and both the radio and TV signals are impacted by it.
Don't they actually call that part of it maybe even like, is it the troposphere? Remember, we got a map the other day from engineering. Remember that? Looked like a piece of swirly artwork. But unfortunately, it shows what it's doing to signals.
I get it mixed up with ionosphere, with stratosphere.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which just, have no fear.
But apparently you were at least paying attention.
Faith over fear.
Pick up those words. It is irritating, though, and we get people calling all the time when it happens. We certainly appreciate that, but yeah, like the other day, you've had people that were in this part of North Central Florida picking up radio stations from Georgia But while this was all happening, I got a text yesterday. A guy was south of Orlando picking us up like we were right there.
Right.
Which is a little unusual on the far south side. So you just never know what it's going to do.
No. And again, we apologize if there's something that could be done about it. We would have already done it because we've suffered through a couple of these things this time of year, and sometimes it happens in the fall as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, I was about to get Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, which I guess it is.
They still are, yeah.
But let's find out. Jeff, what's bugging you?
Leftists don't have an opinion until a conservative has made a tough decision. God bless America.
There you go.
Wow, that's some interesting perspective there.
The profound words of Jeff.
Yes. They'll be etched in stone somewhere, someday.
Fake news is bugging me.
Yeah.
And I have to beg your forgiveness. I'll explain all of this coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't get it. What? I don't... Oh, Toto. Greg just has his look on his face like, yeah, you get it. He puts his hand out like, yeah, you get it. Like, go ahead, turn your brain on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Toto. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Exactly.
Good morning and welcome. 7:33, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Okay. bunch of things to talk about. First of all, coming up at 8:05, a PSA about PSAs.
Yes, that's a
Do you
good
like
way,
that?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
But we're going to have Dr. John on talking about prostates and Joe Biden.
Yes. Because everybody's talking about Joe's prostate. Right?
Well, everybody is.
Yeah.
So let's hear it. Have the rules changed? You know, these things, it's usually slow moving. This apparently is aggressive. This testosterone a factor in all that. And we're going to get Dr. John's highly respected opinion on the issue at hand. Hang in there for that. Also, big apology from me. Usually don't get suckered in. Don't take wooden nickels. And but I did. It was a post, it seemed like, from like a legit Gator fan group or whatever, saying Tim Tebow is going to be the AD at UF, athletic director. And I don't know what it was, a moment of weakness, a moment where I wanted it to be true.
Exactly, yeah.
And so I reposted it. And I, you know, 5 minutes later, it's like, fake news. I'm like, yeah.
But it's not the first time they've done this. They, a couple of weeks ago, did the same story with a different former NFL major leaguer. So the thing about a few of these sites, and I see why it got you, Bob, because it gets a lot of people. They look like really legit titles. But so many times, if you'll click on it and you go to the site first, they will tell you, nothing here is real. This is satire. I'm like, why did you even do it then?
And how does it show up on my feed?
Right. Well, a lot of times someone has shared it to you.
Huh.
Because they just saw it and went, oh, Bob will want to know this.
Mm.
So, again, look at the things before you hit share.
Thanks, Greg.
I'm here for you.
No, I know better.
No, sure,
I
don't know what about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess what it is they're, you know, satire to me is like outrageous headlines. It wouldn't be outrageous. Think about it.
No, not at all.
Think about Tim Tebow. Yes, he has this career on, you know, TV and all that.
Right.
But think about a very stable position at his alma mater.
Yes.
Very respected. Loves athletics. Very highly motivated kind of human being. He would be, I think, a good fit for that. And maybe he does want to say, hey, I want to settle down. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to get on an airplane every weekend, et cetera. So that to me made it believable.
Right. Totally get that. And you're right, there's a difference between satire and just, okay, now you're just lying.
Right.
You're making up stuff.
Just making up, and I guess if you have so many clicks, what do you get? Like a penny a piece or something? I don't know how they work.
But it's frustrating.
It's one of those, you get so many credits. If you have 5 million credits, here,
right,
you get this placemat.
Yeah.
It's like people that do, I'm sorry, I just don't have the patience to do that.
No.
Yo, you have so many points, you should collect them. I go, okay, well, give them to me. Oh, you have to download the app.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, why don't you just throat punch me? Because it's the same. Why don't you flip an app? Don't want to do another daggone app.
No.
Unless it's the Odyssey app. Which,
well, yeah, because then you can get the Bob Rose podcast.
Well, you can get it on other apps, though.
That's true.
Pretty much anywhere you download any podcast,
Bob's there.
You find the Bob Rose Show podcast.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
It is growing leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get ahead of myself. Plus, it doesn't pay me anything. So,
he's not getting any points.
I'm kind of acting like it's all about me.
What? That'd be so unusual.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
It is.
Oh. Thanks for the clarification there, Bob.
Almost slipped and passed on fake news.
Humility.
I passed on the fake humility. Sorry about that. I apologize. Wait, that would be
he'll never do
that would
again.
Be humble of me
yeah.
if I apologize for it. So I don't. I don't take any of it back.
No.
Well, it is going to be another day in paradise if you consider paradise being slightly humid and a tad bit warm.
Yeah.
But no. Enjoy while you can. Enjoy in the early hours if possible. Stay hydrated all day. Give yourself a break. Take some shade. If you're not conditioned for this,
oh yeah.
I remember I used to play tennis like in the middle of the day, and if you start, you know, you play year round, you get used to it, and yeah, you're still going to take precautions and stuff, but it doesn't seem to take it out of you like it does now. I mean, I can feel it. I am just plumb worn out if I've been spending time in the sun, and
oh yeah,
I try to stay hydrated. I don't know. First thing for Americans, you got to remember. If you're thirsty at all, you're probably dehydrated.
Right.
So you've got to, like, get ahead of your thirst, especially if you know you're going to be spending time outside, especially if you're going to be doing anything arduous or athletic. Definitely. You got to get ahead of the curve.
Well, I got out, I guess it was yesterday, just mowed a little bit and just did a little weed pulling, a little trimming, and it didn't take anything at all. I'm like, all right, it's time to take a break. And did so I did.
Yeah. Did everybody grab their water at the same time?
Probably.
I said that?
You prompted everybody to suddenly
all of a sudden,
thirsty.
I got like so parched. I'm like, I can't, I've got to drink water right now. All right, you want some serious stuff? You got it. And I think it's good news. President Donald Trump announced Monday that Ukraine and Russia will begin negotiations toward a ceasefire, suggested the talks could take place at the Vatican because Pope Leo apparently offered that. Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations. More importantly, an end, in all caps, to the war, Trump wrote. The conditions for that will be negotiated between the two parties, as it can only be because they know the details of the negotiation that nobody else would be aware of. Trump said that Russia looks to engage in large-scale trade with the U.S. once peace is reached. Yep, but you've got to end this catastrophic bloodbath, as he put it, once it's over. And he said, and I agree, there's tremendous opportunity for Russia to create massive amounts of jobs and wealth. Its potential is unlimited, in all caps. Emphasizing the opportunities ahead for Ukraine if peace worked out. Likewise, Ukraine can be a great beneficiary on trade in the process of rebuilding its country. Negotiations between Russia and Ukraine will begin immediately. Yes, this is a good thing. The whole time that Biden was in office, he never spoke to Putin. He didn't speak to Putin. He never spoke of peace. He never spoke of ceasefires. Don't you find that odd? He never talked about engaging in any form of diplomacy. You find that odd? I do. It's almost like, well, no, because if we do that, then we're not going to be able to sell all these weapons and arms to Ukraine. I don't know how else to look at it, because he never did. He never mentioned that. Israel gets attacked in the most heinous way. Innocent young people at a concert and all, they get murdered, babies getting burned up and all that. Awful atrocities. First thing out of Biden's mouth, I think it was ceasefire for the IDF.
Oh,
don't defend yourselves. Don't fight back.
Mm-hmm.
No. Nope. Stop that. Stop that right now. All right.
But let's ignore the Chinese and everything they're doing.
That's a whole nother story, isn't it?
Uh-huh, it is.
Hey, staying with the kind of the Russia theme for just a moment, apparently Russia's economic growth was not that great, but it really plummeted when Trump took office. Yep. First quarter, their GDP was only 1.4%, a steep decline from 4.5% growth in the last quarter of 2024. Russian officials and economic analysts were expecting a growth of about 1.7%, which is low, but they were disappointed further. Outside economists projected the economic slowdown would continue through April and beyond. Look, the price of oil is down. Russia is a giant gas station. Without oil and gas selling at a decent price per barrel, they don't have much of an economy. Trump's offering them a better path. I hope that Vladimir Putin can be reasoned with and see the wisdom in peace. See where there's prosperity, where there's peace. And hopefully he'll get with the program, because now economically they're suffering.
Well, think what they have spent. I mean, he probably thought, okay, 6 months going in, doing the Ukraine thing, I'm in, I'm out, I got what I want. 3 years, they have lost a lot of money and people, and that's not helping.
No.
Well, they're losing. War is not cheap.
No, and war kills people.
There's that part of it too, yes.
Yeah. And then every time you have dead males, then you're not going to have a population increase.
Right. Or you've also got them not working and producing in your country.
Nope.
Because they did.
Nope. Hard to work. Hard to work when you're not alive.
So hopefully there'll be a little reasonable thinking there.
Mm-hmm. illegal aliens apparently are being recruited to join sophisticated criminal networks in the U.S. that stage accidents and injuries to get payouts through the nation's personal injury system. This, according to House Republicans, and they let Attorney General Pam Bondi know in a letter that was led by the Republican congressman out of Georgia, Mike Collins. The group of Republicans warned Bondi that personal injury fraud is a growing industry in the U.S. that requires immediate attention from the Department of Justice. These fraudulent schemes pose serious risks to public safety, increase consumer costs, raise insurance premiums for the motoring public. According to the Coalition Against Insurance Fraud, insurance fraud costs the U.S. $308 billion annually, with $45 billion attributable to property and casualty insurance fraud.
Wow.
These activities put innocent motorists at risk of injury or even death as well. In particular, the Republicans noted that a criminal ring operating in Louisiana staging vehicle accidents with commercial trucks resulted in 63 individuals, including plaintiff attorneys, getting indicted as part of the federal probe into the scheme. They're also cashing in on what appears to be recruited of parts of these schemes, sometimes as a requirement to repay coyotes who help them cross the border.
Oh.
So now they're kind of...
The plot thickens.
Yeah, they're indentured into it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous cases highlight the intersection of illegal immigration and alleged abuse of the personal injury system. I think you get the idea. Bondi knows about it. She'll put together a task force, more than likely, and start to deal with this issue. Another one where fraud's taking place. And the rate-paying public is being taken advantage of. Need to nip it in the bud, Andy. Yeah. Nip it in the bud.
Thanks, Barn.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky. Trash Talking Tuesday continues thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome at 7:50, 10 minutes till 8. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Dr. John about PSAs, about cancer, specifically prostate cancer, how it may or may not relate to Biden, but more importantly, how it may or may not relate to all of us men. So it is a very important issue, literally could be a life and death issue. And we respect Dr. John's opinion on so many different things. We wanted him to weigh in on that. And we will be speaking with him at approximately 8:05. The Supreme Court. This time they're on Trump's side. Yep. They ruled to end the temporary protected status, what's called TPS, amnesty for more than 300,000 Venezuelan migrants. And it was an overwhelming ruling, 8-1. The majority justices granted an emergency application filed by the Trump administration that requested the court lift an order by a California-based U.S. District Court and Judge Edward Chen that prevented the administration from revoking the TPS protections for thousands of migrants. This, they were totally stretching and expanding what the whole idea was behind the temporary protected status under the Biden administration. So the only one who dissented was Ketanji Brown Jackson, who I believe was the same justice who had trouble getting her appointment because she had difficulty defining what a woman was.
And she did. She was not really sure on that, despite
the fact that
She is one.
Is,
and,
yeah. Okay.
And probably at some point in her career, that was taken into consideration.
Yeah. Billy Joel.
Yeah.
He knows that, you know, what a woman is.
Well,
he sang about it.
Yeah, but see, he says, she's always a woman to me. Nowadays, you don't know. That was great in 1970, whatever, but nowadays it's
Need a new song, Will She Be a Woman to Me Today?
Well, it'd be more like Dude Looks Like a Lady. So he did kind of cover that. Surprise!
Surprise. Wow.
Sam?
In a press release, the Immigration Reform Law Institute executive director repeatedly recognized Trump's inherent authority to exclude aliens. Anyway, the bottom line is Trump wins on this one, and these folks are going to have to head on home.
Yep.
What an utter mess.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of chaos and nonsense was created under the Biden administration? And I wonder what the statistics are and if they've done a poll, not just, who do you think does better on border security or whatever,
right?
But a real poll as to say, do you know that it's a fact that the border issue was completely due to Biden and an executive order when he first took office? How many people do you think know that that's true? It's not an opinion thing. It's a fact. But I wonder how many people know that's a fact. I think that all Republican voters and all those who supported Trump probably know that.
But do you think it was a national headline on the Alphabet networks? You know, Joe Biden signs this so the gates and the doors are open. I mean, do you really think that they believed that?
Yeah. The stories would be something along the lines of, you know, well, Biden needs to address the border issue or else, or, you know, he's not handling the border well. And I would scratch my head and I'd say, well, first you have to make sure everybody understands that this whole problem is a result of his executive order overriding exactly what President Trump had in place in the previous administration. He had a secure border. And Biden purposefully undid it. And then they act like, what are we going to do about all these people crossing the border? Of course, you know, the Biden administration and that guy Mayorkas. Ugh. I saw him lying again. He was, well, I've never seen him tell
not
the truth,
lie,
so
yeah,
there's consistency in that. But no, it was a flashback to when he was questioned about the fitness of Joe Biden. And he was one of those people who were over the top, you know, sharp as a tack, you know, deep dive into any issue. I mean, it was clearly over the top. I'm going, wow, this guy really literally is a professional liar.
Huh.
All right. So I just, it would be interesting to know what percentage of people don't know that that's an absolute, utter fact. It's not an opinion. Yeah, Biden could have done better with the border. No.
Well, anybody who had watched the debates would have known that they were basically signaling then, welcome in.
Oh, you mean the previous
debates?
Yeah.
Yes. So the message was being put out a long time ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. But raise your hand if you're for giving health care to illegals.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Yep.
They're all going, I'm further left than that person. I'm a real lefty.
Yeah.
No, I'm a progressive lefty. Oh, I'm a wacko Marxist lefty. And they kept trying to out-left each other.
Yeah.
It was weird on stage.
It really was.
Yeah.
And then we ended up having to put up with several of them over the next few years.
Mm-hmm. Old Mayor Pete, I think he wants to be president.
Yeah.
I think he'll fall a little short.
Wow. I knew that was coming, though.
Yeah. He wants to put on his big boy pants, but they don't fit yet. But, hey, maybe someday. Oh, Congresswoman LaMonica McIver, charged with assaulting, resisting, and impeding law enforcement officers during a riot at Delaney Hall ICE detention facility in Newark, New Jersey. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, acting as an acting U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey, Alina Haba, revealed that McIver was being charged. No one is above the law, Christy Noem said.
We've heard that somewhere.
Yes, we have. And it should apply to all politicians, not just President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, go figure. Hey, I'm serious. Don't go anywhere. Very, very important topic that Dr. John, we're going to ask him to address on the other side of the break. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about prostate cancer care and when you should get checked for this kind of thing. It's all coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.